ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Sadik Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that Chagai Zechar Yumalachi were ordered from Daniel because Inu Navi, V'iu Lav Navi. As you see over here, that even though he saw Malachim, like it says in the Navi Daniel, which is, this is what we're saying over from, Avafilu Hachi, he doesn't have a din of a Navi. Zayin the Ramban in Tchilas Parshas Vayera, Perek Yudches Posek Aleph, he brings a Rambam, that the Ramban learns up in the Rambam, that any time you see Malachim, you nechshav to a Navi. The Rambam therefore learned that in Tchilas Parshas Vayera, where it says Avram saw Malachim, was Benavua. Wasn't a real story that happened, but it was Benavua. Rambam is shail on the Rambam that from this Gemara that Daniel over here in this Navua was saw Malach. He spoke to, he saw Gabriel. And Gemara says he still wasn't a Navi. As you see, every time you see a Malach, you don't have a din of a Navi. Yes, Malach is Lanechshav LeNavua. The Rashba, Chelek Aleph Simen Tov Kuf Mem Ches, holds like the Ramban. He just specifies a little bit what the two Madrega is. He was talking about someone who in the Rashba's time claimed to have Navuas, they claimed to be Eliyahu HaNavi, they claimed to be Mashiach, and he's coming to say how you disprove them. As Navua, he says there are people that Tnoim, you could have the Tnoim had to be a Navi, an Asher, a Chacham. He says this person who's claiming to be a Navi is not enough of a Chacham and Chachmas a Torah, he doesn't really know Torah. It's Barah that he's not a Navi. Vazag the Rashba, that's only the Darg of Navua. What about Ruach HaKodesh, like a Malach, like Daniel? The Gemara says over here he wasn't a Navi, but still he saw a Malach. The Rashba continues that even that, to see Malachim, you have to have a Gesir Kedusha. And this person is not holding on that level to get a Malach. Adkan di Rashba. Mavinish vi, Mavur in the Rashba, there are two Madrigas. There's a Madriga of Navua, and then there's a Madriga of Ruach HaKodesh, which isn't Navua, that you see Malachim. Marshal vi also goes with this Mahalach, that there's two Madrigas. There's Navua, and then there's Ruach HaKodesh, which is Siyah Malachim, but it's not yet on the Darg of Navua. Ramban over there in Vayera, on the Mashal Vayera, says that we see the Hevdel that Chagai Zechariah Malachi, the Sfarim, are in Nevi'im. Mashenkin Daniel, his Sefer is in Ksuvim. But what's the Pshat? Zagta Ramban doesn't like the Gemara over here. That Daniel was not a Navi, as his thing is in Ksuvim. As before in the Ramban, the Hagdar of Navua, Nevi'im, is something that was never Benavua. The Mashah is Moisiv. Ksuvim is Farm Shanema Beruach HaKodesh V'lai V'taris Navua. The Mashah Lefiz that Nachreinu Meas, that there were Ksuvim that were written by Nevi'im. The Mashah David and Shlomo Nevi'im. David wrote Tehillim, Shlomo wrote Shir Shirim, Kehelas Mishlei, and then Ksuvim. The people were Nevi'im. Lefiz that, tell me what you're saying it in. If you're saying it Tyrus Navua, as then, and as a din of Nevi'im. Mashenki, when you're saying it, but Tyrus Ruach HaKodesh, then it has a din of Ksuvim. As thus is the Ramban, he proves from here, Kenege the Mayor Navuchim, Bedoy Melezeh, is a Rashi Megillah Daf Yud Dalet. The Bahag brings a Seyda Oilam, Rashi brings the Bahag on the Gemara. Over there, Megillah Yudali, the Gemara says there are Mem Ches Nevi'im, but the Gemara doesn't say who the Nevi'im are. The Bahag brings a Seyda Olam, that's Moino, who the Nevi'im are, and the Seyda Olam says Daniel. Frek Rashi on the Bahag and the Seder Olam, Hare the Gemara Ovi is Mefurish, that the Neil is not a Navi. As you see, that Rashi is Medayik the Gemara, like the Ramban. The Neil was not a Navi. The Bahag holds not the way the Shailas, the Bahag, the Seder Olam, the Rambam, Mar Nevuchim. How are they going to learn the Gemara Ovi that says the Neil was not a Navi? As the Tosis of Rosh and Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, says a pshat. He says that Avad is someone who sees a Malach is Nevuah. And he holds like the Rambam in Mar Nevuchim. What does the Gemara mean? He was not a Navi. He means he wasn't given with a Nevuah to be Nishtalach to Klal Yisrael. Avad I wrote Dvarim bin Nevuah. According to this Chilik, is the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yud Daled. The Gemara over the air, the Wahabi Yosem, Yimem Ches Nevim. Nevim Yosem, Yotze Mitzrayim, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, the Brisa was Rakmon in Nevuah, Shehutzachu L'Doyves. As you see, the Shem Novi, Klapi, the Mem Ches Nevim, doesn't mean anyone who had Nevuah. The Mem Ches Nevim means Mem Ches Nevim, who misnabal the Klal Yisrael. Just like the Gemara over there, the Musig of Novi is used as someone who's Nishtalach to Klal Yisrael. That's what then, in the Musig of Nevuah over here, it's used, it's being said as someone who is Mishtalach to Klal Yisrael. The Turi Evan in Megillah, Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, on the Rashi, yes, on this Mahalach, the Tosis Rosh, that the Lashon of the Gemara is Lav Novi. It's not much, but it means he's a Novi, just he's not a Novi. Le'inyan Zeh. As the Sam Sefer in Shailas Yitshuvis and Evan Ezechelik Bey Simon Mem makes is Mazbe the Gemara al Pia Rashi and Chomish Parasis Vo'era. Vo'era is in Seder Shemois on the Pasuk where it says Aron Yir Nevi Echa. As the Shal is, what does it mean Nevi Echa? Now it'll be a Novi for Moshe. As Rashi says that Novi is Mishnas Nabal Yisrael, that's the Pirish and Nevuah. As a Bezei Zakhtar Sam Seifi, you see Mefurish in the Torah that the Torah says Nevi Echa, and it means somebody who's Misnabal Yisrael. That's what in the Gemara when it says Navi means some looseness, not believe so. That's in Pirish of Neviah. And the crowd of the Evan Ezra over there learns a different pshat. He says a Navi is someone that's Megalos Sodos. If we Dvar Rav, you don't have a raya from the pasuk that a Navi is someone who's Mishtalach to Klal Yisrael. The Masho over here, and the Turi Yevon and Megillah Daf Gimel, they are Medayik that Rashi Megillah Daf Gimel says on the Gemara that the Neil is not a Navi, Shaloi Nishtalach L'Klal Yisrael B'Nevuah. The L'Chayra Meduyik, like the Tosfos HaRosh, that he was a Navi, just he wasn't Nishtalach L'Klal Yisrael. Like the Turi Yevon, that Rashi Megillah Daf Yudalit is on the Bahag. The Turi Evan is, there's a Steven Rashi, that Rashi on Megillah Dav Gimel is Meduyik, that he learns like the Tosfos Rosh, that Betzim Daniel was a Novi. Just he wasn't a Shtalach L'Klal Yisrael. I Rashi on Megillah Dav Yudalit, yes, on the Bahag from Agamar, and he proves from Agamar that he wasn't a Novi. L'Chayr, the Teretz is, like we saw in the Gemara, that Shem Novi over there, and Daf Yudalit means something to somebody that was Nishtalach L'Klal Yisrael also. Itainis, but the others weren't Nishtalach L'Klal Yisrael. Does Frek the Turi Evan, he tries such a Mahalach, and he says, the others, they weren't Nishtalach L'Klal Yisrael. Lamaisa, you could answer the Turi Evan that at the time when the others got the Nevuah, there was no other Klal Yisrael. They were Klal Yisrael. That's the Nevuah who's Nema to Klal Yisrael, because the Nevuah that was Nema to the Avis was a Nevuah to Klal Yisrael. void, you could learn the Nevuah was a Nevuah that was meant to be said over to Klal Yisrael, Dairi Dairis, afterwards. Amara then continues and says that he was bigger because Iu Chazi v'inu Loi Chazi. He didn't see the Malachim in the Chalon. V'yachad Loi Chazi my time. Ivis, Avagav the Inu Loi Chazi midi Maslayu Chazi. The Gemara says that even though they didn't see the Chaloim and they didn't see the Malach, but their Mazel was Chazi. As what does it mean that the mazel was chazi? What's the pirush of malach? Rashi of mazel, Rashi Megillah Daf Gimel and the Gemara Doimelizeh says it means the shar shaloi b'shamayim. And Shabbos and Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, Rashi says it's the malach in shamayim which is shaymer love. In the Sefer Chasidim in Tov Shin Samach Beis also learns that it's the malach. No, you have to say that this malach affects the person, because the Gemara is saying that if he sees something in Shemayim, it's goyim the person pachad. As his neshama is mekushet to this malach in a way that when the malach sees something scary, the person gets scared. Manira, you can be masber Gemara and Bracha Staf Samach. I'll pee this Gemara over here. The Gemara over there says, brings a pasuk pachtu b'tzion chogdim, and it learns that a person is mefachad is because his chatoyim are garmin loy lefachad. What's the pshat echer is garmin loy lefachad? As you could learn, stam, it's Indian skule, aber fi ha-gemara ovi, it's very gishmak. You could learn that his malach and shamayim sees the oinshim that are magiyim a love from his chet. They're supposed to be magiyim a love from his chet. Memele, he has pachad. That's why you find different times, L'moshel by Shoyal, when he went out for before his last milchama, he was very nervous, he was very scared more than usual. Because again, you lechazi, didn't know what the outcome of the milchama would be, but you could say, Mas lechazi. Shemayim, he knew that this time it wasn't going to be good. Another dogma is Rachav, the Zayna told the Meraglim of Yeshua, Nafud Pachal Klal Yisrael Ala Goyim. All the Goyim were scared of the Yidden. As why was it Nafud such a Pachad? Because the Mazel and Shemayim saw that they were doomed. As a Mela, they already was Nafud on them a Pachad. This is a Hezbollah, what people sometimes feel a Pachad when they do different things, when they're in different places. Moid Yitochen, it's Mamish Mekusha to this Indian that the neshama has a gush of something dangerous, even though they can't see anything. And just be Messiah, the Gemara over there in Brachos and Daf Samech says that Misha Baiteach Bashem, it's a skula that he shouldn't be margish pachad. Somebody puts his bitachin in Hashem all the time, because then he won't be nenash with having pachadim. This is the first Gemara with Daniel and Hanani Mishal and Chagis Chaya Malachi. The Gemara then continues and starts a new Indian, the Inyanim of Chizkiya v'Sancheref. As the Gemara says, Bigesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasis Chizkiya Mashiach v'Sancheref Gog u'Magog. Ramidus Adin, that being that he didn't say Shira, he can't be made Mashiach. Let's go step by step in the Gemara. Kodim Kol, it says, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasis Chizkiya Mashiach V'Sancheref Goyig U'Magoyig. As this Gemara is a raya to Yisoid, that it was Shaykh V'Chizkiya to be Mashiach. What do you mean? L'Chared is one Mashiach, the one who comes B'Soif HaDairis, he's the real Mashiach. Saying the Gemara, no. That it's not only one Mashiach, there are other people that could be Mashiach too. Just if they're not Zeicha, they won't be Mashiach. If there was an Afshar, the Chizkiya should be Mashiach, because he wasn't Zeicha. And Eichan HaGvar Megim, the Goyim, and the Tzaddik, and Svarim HaKadeshim, I know the Svarim of Inyoni Pnimim, they tie up that the in every door, there's someone who's worthy as Mashiach. Mador Yiske. Just if the door is not Zeich, he doesn't become Mashiach. Stretching the Gemara much further. It's not just the army, Yuchadig Tzadikim, and Yuchadig Dairis. Gabemis, in every door, there's a person who's right to be Mashiach. The door will be Zeich. Pri Tzadik is in Dvarim. I see it Gimel, and his Masber Gemara later on in Tzadik Chesamid Beis Lefize. Gemara over there, Dan's, what's the shame of Mashiach? A bunch of Talmidim said that the shame of Mashiach was like the Rebbe. So what's the Pshat? A Zokr of Tzadik, because each Talmud held that his Rab was so Kaddish and so special that he was royally as the Mashiach, shall I say, Dar. That's number one. You see in the Gemara that Mashiach, it's not Mukhrach that it's one person. It could be one person that's Mitchilas Briyas Olam, was he was the one who's Mashiach. It could be that many people that could have been Mashiach. We only find it on Chizkiyahu. Originally we started off, it's a Makkah to the Svar Magdashim. L'chara one Kataina that that there's a tiyuk not that way. It's what is the Gemara said that Chizkiyah should have been Mashiach. Right? There are many people that could have been Mashiach. The gosh of the Gemara is that Chizkiyah was very close to being Mashiach. It was almost Mashiach. Kmat was kvar zocha. We'll see later on. The mashmoy said the Gemara is miroi v'amilas b'tayra shabadar. That was going to Solomon son Chenrev, which was kilu going to be daima to the gula asida, as it was just chosalem the amira shira. At that nekuda, that the door was so close to a Mashiach that you don't have in every door that you had in Chizkiyahu's door. In a lot, every door there's someone who's ready to be Mashiach, but he wasn't close to because the door wasn't zeicha. But over here the door was zeicha, and it was so close, it was just missing a little bit. And that's the yichud that you had by Chizkiyahu. Another nekuda you see over here is the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Malachim in Perek Yud Aleph when he speaks about Mashiach. He's medayik from Nevi'im that it's mashma that first Mashiach will come and then there'll be Gog u'Magog. Dugma in Tilim Perek Beis, Kapitel Beis, it says that Gog u'Magog will come and make a Muhammad against the Mashiach of Hashem, the way Chazal and the Midrashim Dash in the Kapitel. As Mashma, first Mashiach will come, and then Gog u'Magog will come in other places also. In Yecheskel, it's first Mashma that Mashiach comes, and then afterwards Gog u'Magog comes. In our Gemara Luchari, we see there's an Efsharis that Mashiach and Gog u'Magog should be Nizgalik Achas. Meaning over here, Chizkiyahu wasn't Nizgal as Mashiach, and Afiluachi, Gog u'Magog had already come and made a Melchama against Eretz Yisrael. As Luchari, in this Gemara, you see that it's Shayach to be a Musi that Gog u'Magog and Mashiach should be Bebas Achas. Royce the Nevi'im is mashma not that way, just Nevi'im is talking about the standard procedure. Well, could be there are exceptions to the rule. Another Nakuda, you'd see in the Gemara that what was the reason why he wasn't made Mashiach? Because he didn't say Shira. So Shaila is that why do you have to say Shira to be the Mashiach? Nira, that the tachlis of the gula is legalis yichud Hashem yadata yom v'shevois alavecha ki Hashem elukim mashmai ma'al v'al aretz mitochas einoid v'al ki nekab l'cha Hashem l'rus meira b'sfer suzecha and with the ikka gilu yivlas alavu yiz yichud Hashem yadu on the sefer das tunis in the Ramchal is marach in ze in other svarim of the Ramchal he was miyasid this yisoid as in order for the gula, the gila of Yichud Hashem to happen, it has to be that we will be our Yedei Ravoid of Miyachid Hashem, and we will Miyachid Hashem so much to the point that it'll cause Hashem Be'emes to be Nizgala. Because over here, Limreis, there was a Ness, that there was a Gilui Godol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yichud of Hashem. Lu Yechizkiel would have said Shira, and he would have uptouched that the Ness was coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said Shira Lashem, as that Shira would have been the Makkah Bepatish, the Gemara of the Kiddush Hashem, the Gemara of the Yichud Hashem, would have made that the Gula happen. But because he didn't say Shira, they weren't Zeicha to the Gula. Just want to be Moisif, that the Gemara in Amid Beis is Mavur, that the school of the Dar was Liman HaTaira. What does that have to do with Yichud Hashem, Gilui Kavod Shamayim? There's a famous memra from Reb Leib, a letter that was printed to Reb Leib, one place where he upteaches it, what's a yeshiva? And he teaches the yeshiva is a makom where it's nika the Yichud of Hashem. How is it nika the Yichud of Hashem in the yeshiva? He says, because a place where everyone's just being Isaac in the words of Hashem, Ein lecha yichud Hashem gadol mizeh, v'kiddush shamayim gadol mizeh. They leave everything else in the world, the Isaac just in Taira and yichud shmoy. As lefi yuzeh, lach zeh yishmak, kla yisal, at that point it will come to the highest darga in Taira. As a meila, there's gevaldige yichud Hashem, and mikoyach zeh was nasa nes. And there was a gavaldige gilui of Yichud Hashem. As if Chizkiah would have said Shiran uptight that Yichud Hashem and Mimiyachid et HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that would have been the Gemara Tikkun. Midayim Elezeh, you have in the Mishnah of this Perek Vav, the end of the Kinyan HaTaira, says, Misha Oymed Dover B'Shem Oymra is maybe Gula Lo'oylam. You learned that from Esther. The Maral is Masber over there, that Nika of Gula is Kalman called the Bara Kadosh Baruch L'Chvoy Dei Bara. A person who's Aymed Dava B'Shem Amrai, when the Gula comes, he'll be able to give the credit to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mash'en Kain, somebody who's not Aymed Dava B'Shem Amrai, because he always wants to take the credit for himself, because he will not be able to be, if the Gula will come, he won't give the proper cover to Hashem. So maybe he's not maybe the Gula. Mamash b'doyim to this pshat that was saying in the Gemara. Another knech, ulai you could say, k'sasvarim amash mabayifin zeh, that Shira is a bitui of the guf, that the guf is nispoil from the ness. Meaning someone sees a ness, it's in his mind, he's teifis, this is an amazing thing, this is unbelievable. But the shira is when the guf chaps such a spilus, that the guf sings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikoyach roi v'spilus. As that means he brings his yediyah be-moyach, ad the lave, ad the guf. As then the gilui is niskala, that's the tikkun of the guf. As what's the mechitza mavdalas beinenu lebein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the guf. As lu yiye, he would have said shira. Nahinu, his guf would have been misala and said shira. As that would have been the gemara tikkun. Yashayla is, why didn't Chizkiyahu say the Shira? As in the Gemara is Sosem, I'm in the Medrash, in Shira Shirim, in Perek Dalet Zimin Ches, there's Hosafos on the Gemara. The Medrash says that Chizkiyahu lo yam Shira, Mishum, Shigova Liboy. Shailas, what was this Gaiva that made that he shouldn't say Shira? Signed the Eitz Yosef, one of the Pirushim on the side, that says Abshat. Vanira, you can explain the Medrash Mamish Kepshutai. Alderach Gemara and Brachas Taf Yuramid Beis. The Gemara says that Chizkiya was toilest tefila b'srus atzma. He was mispal and Hashem should save him b'srus. The mitzvah that he did. As when he was nitzol, Hashem said that it's not b'srus one, it's b'srus acherim. Hashem came Moshe. When Moshe was mispal, he was mispal b'srus atzma. Now I mean b'srus the acherim of the others. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu was toilest b'srus Moshe. As we see, that Chizkiyo had the midah that he was machzik tuvasoi lenafshei. T'vam shdoim to the Gemara we had before with the Nechemya. As you could say, that was the vayigba liboy, and he didn't say shira, that kibu, he took the credit. Wow, everyone's learning, and it's because of him that everyone's learning. As this nakuda made that he shouldn't chav the proper spilus in the nest, and he shouldn't say the sira al nes. That's the pirush of Rav Shav Gova Liboy. He was nesga in the nest that it's kilom rirois et gusai. And really, what we should do is we always have to realize that a person al tachzik lamad to toira harve al tachzik toiva la'atzmacha. Like the Mishnah says, that you, as much as you do, but with so much more mechuyev to do things from Hashem, a person can never take credit from himself. There's a remez to this pshat in the Hemshech of the Medrash. The Medrash says that when he heard that he did something wrong by not saying Shira, Chizkiyo Tainu, Cheschus Tarasa, Yechap Al Chet, Shaloy Al Mashira. I know it's the same Yisai that he was telling that when it's Tzadik have so many schosim, it should be mechap. Avoida is we never say, okay, I learned, so I don't have to do any other mitzvahs, I don't have to be makbid on other things. No. Person has to be shalom b'chol b'chinas. V'aldegon limud musa, tahavi tamim homim, that they feel I'm very good in learning. It's okay, so my davening is not so good, my midas is not so good. A person has to be shalom b'kol. That's the avodah. On the Medrash in the Hemshech brings another knetch that Chizkiyo was toying that everyone in the world knows the galus of Hashem anyway. That's what I have to be mafasim and tell them. They all know that it's the galus of Hashem. That's Gila was his excuse for not saying Shira. We see over here Gvaldig Yisoid, even if everyone knows. But that's our avoida to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. And it's to say it over and over again. Everyone knows the story of the Agada too. Abba Kol El Seida, we sit down and we go through it. Because that's our avoida to relive, re-talk. We mention a sapin ifloisecha to say over the nisim and the flois of Hashem. That's why we're mechaber and the people around us who hear us are mechaber in a tifra oifin to the ness that happened. Now that people, something happens, it's very special, miyuchad. But after a while, you forget it loses its reishim. But if you talk about it, it's mechaya the reishim, you're more mechuber to that nakuda. And the marshal, Sabra Sa'izin, a lady who's always talking about her child constantly, is much more connected than a man who once in a while will think about his child. The more you think about it, the more you're connected to it. So I did when a person says the shira, he's mitchaber ba'ifin yoysa amok. That was the tiny Suda said Shira. Everyone knows of our avoid is to say Shira. The Gemara then says that why was he called Chizkiyo? What's his name, Chizkiyo? As the Gemara says, Memes, he had Shmoyne Shemus. The Gemara brings a pasuk that says different Shemus. What's the name of Chizkiyo? As one pshad is Shechosku Ka, Hashem was with him to be Mechazikim. Tavrach Chizkiyo, Shechizik is Yisrael, Lavim Shabbat Shamayim. So, like the Gemara says in Amid Beis, that he was going to everyone to learn Torah and to be Miskarov Lashem. As you could say, Pashas, it's two different pshatim. But you could say that one was gairim the other, that b'schar, that Chizkiyahu was mechazik everyone. That they should be mechazik b'Hashem, Chizik Yisrael, Aviyam Shabashamayim. Therefore, he was zeicha that Chizku ka, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechazik him. Where it then continues, and it says, when they were killed, as tachas koida yokid ki yokid ish. As Rabbi Yechon learns, it means that the begadim were left. The question is, why did Hashem do such a nest, even though the whole goof was burned, the begadim were left? As Rashi Nishai, very good, Pasuk Tazayin, brings a medrash in Shir Hashirim, that because they were the grandchildren of shame, as Bishar, the shame, was machase, his father, when he wasn't dressed, as they were zeicha that the begadim should be mechaseh them. Because mamish dumya to the schar of Yefes, that his banim, his grandchildren, Yefes is the grandfather of Gog Magog, as his grandchildren will be nikvar. Granted, the Gemara says that Sancheri bikshalasa is Gog Magog. As mamish, you see the klar in this nakuda. Daimed to the schar of Yefes is the schar. They were from shame. As the great sad kosha, that the schar of shame, the Yiddish part of shame, was that he was zeichet to sitzis. The schar of Yefes was that the goof was nikvar. As the Medrash says, that shame, shenis amiz b'mitzvah yoyser, as he was zeichet, he should be zeicha l'sitzis. The Maisa, the Medrash is going when the schar was from Yefes, was only for the kfuras aguf. The Maisa over here, in the other Medrash in Shir Hashirim is mevura that even some of the grandchildren of Shem had also a schar of kisui also, not sitzis. As you could say that in order for the schar of the father to be mishtayich to his grandchildren, they have to have shaychis to that mitzvah that he did. As the yidin that amis b'mitzvahs, as they were zeichet at the higher level of schar, because they were noyig b'darkei avoseihem. But the goyim that weren't mishtayich to this inyan, as they got the same schar as Yefes, which was a gufni is dika schar. Gemara in the Yomit base, Gemara brings a pasuk. And the Gemara says, Yan, Kimo Samazem is Meashiloyech, Alchinat, Moses is Ratzin ben Remalia, as therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu brought on them the Bnei Yosha Sancheriv to give them an Einish, because they were Mayas be David. As Mavur in the Gemara, that because they were Mayas be Malchus David, that they were Noyig bin Benoich, they were noig with them, mamish banova benoich, and they were boicher. They wanted more pikach ben Ramalia, that he should be the melech, because he was noig betkifus bechoizik, mamish bedarki ashrara. As a mele, they were nenish that was born on them a melech tokif v'chazik. You want a melech tokif v'chazik? Because we'll give you a tokif v'chazik. We'll bring on you Sancheriv. Rashi Nishaya on this pasuk is maisif that hu adin, it was an einish for the second part that the Gemara brings down. There was another reason why Klai Yisrael was mayis b'malchus beis David, because Pekach ben Ramalia was Eichel Memsa Geizus Bikinuach Suda. You could see he was a Melech. His Suda was much, much bigger than everyone else. Masha'enkin, the Tzadikim, Chizkiyo, they will echo literally Yerek Pesuda. The Gemara is bringing it down here because that was another reason why they were Mo'ez B'chizkiyo, and they wanted Malchus Beis Yisrael because they were knowing more B'shrara, more B'kvoy Malchus. Ra'al says they were more into Tanugi Elam Hazeh, which they wanted. They wanted Malachim that would be into Tanugim and we knowing B'shrara. As Lefi said, the Oynish was Mida Kenegin Mida, that they wanted a Melech who's Tokiv to rule, Kedei to protect them, to be strong. As Hashem put on them a Melech who is Tokiv B'yoyser. They wanted a Melech that eats, and Mamish says, Achilu Sudas Malachim, as Rashi in Yeshaya says, Hashem put on them Ma'am, that ate them up and ate everything that belongs to them, all the oichel, all the kesef they took away, and them themselves they killed. As that was Zaynish Mida Kenegin Mida, and you could be Maisif, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nest and saved Chizkiyo. But here the Yidden were like, oh, he doesn't feel like a melech, he's nice to everyone, he's not a takif, he's not makpid, he's not shtark. And void, he's not into Tanugim, all he's doing is learning, he's a Nebuchol, we need a Melech that's a strong Takif. As a Melech Kufa that they were Mayasin, because he was Tkifus, he was the one that Maisa saved them from the Takif HaGadol Sancheref. Void, Misha Oisik Bavoides Hashem, and he's not Oisik B'Tanugim. As he was the one who was Bil Matzliach and Yiskel Yeshua, so Brachos Me Hashem. The Igad Gosha is because if you think the Melech saves you, then you want a certain kind of a Melech. But when you realize that it's Hashem that saves you, as even if he's not fearing the Anhagas Malchus, who cares? But anyway, it's Hashem that saves. And there's another Gosha in the Gemara. The Gemara Darshan's on this person that ate a lot, Pakach ben Ramalia, that Meiris Hashem bebeis Rasha. As Rashi explains, what's the klala l'chayra? Wow, he had so much food. That's the biggest bracha, to have so much food. Look at nowadays, how much food people are eating. So many cookbooks. You go on the, even the Sfarim store, you have like 10 different cookbooks. How do you eat your food? Different ways of cooking, making. It's the biggest bracha to have so much food, l'chayra. So what's this Me'iris Hashem b'beis Rasha? It's l'chayra bracha. As Rashi says, that the klala is l'olam l'nisba. A person's never full. He always has to eat. People get too caught up in the food, as they always have to eat more and more and more, and they're never satisfied. Hashem gain Chizkiyo, he had his literal shel yerek, and he's happy. Yeah. I know the biggest klala is the people at Nebuch, they have to go to fancy restaurants, they have to have the fancy food. They're going to eat bread and regular chicken. No, they have to have chicken in 16 different ways, and steak in 5 different ways, and duck in 3 different ways. Or else that they're not going to be satisfied. They have to go and waste their time with food, and they'll never be satisfied without it. Drink, I mean, they'll drink water, chas v'chalila. You have to drink all the different kinds of drinks, the different sodas and the different wines and v'chulei. They're never happy. As thus is the Me'iris Hashem b'beis Rasha. Mashenkin the Veit Tzadikim Yevayrach. They eat and they're happy. They're happy with what they're eating. So it's a savua. They're fine. Once a grace of Bal Musa, and speaking to a gvir, and he says, what's the difference between me and you? L'chayra, you eat unbelievable, and I eat. He says, at the end of the day, we both come out full. Difference is you have to spend more money to fill yourself up. And by me, it's much easier to fill me up. At the end of the day, we both work out the same. We're both full. That's the kibun. As Lefi Zeh, when a person is nispalig with taibes achila and he's mamish into it, as that kufa is goyim the klala that he's never been nispa until he has that sug food. A person who's mistapik b'mashayesh loy and he dedicates his life to hecher zachem, to avodas Hashem and to Torah, he's a happy person. L'irisi sadik nevzo v'zar mevakesh lochem. He has what he needs. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara brings down that the tam that Hashem made a nest for them, Natsila Misan Cherib, is Bishchus Shahem Haya Ayofim Batayra. They were very tired from learning Torah. The Chor of the beer is, in the Hemshir of the Gemara, it says that they had Liku Neiris Lomad, when you Malik Neiris to learn. At night, in those days, they didn't have Chashmal, they didn't have electricity. As they had light candles to learn at night, as they used to learn late at night. At night, as a meal, they had candles. As when Kaim Lishain, they were sitting and learning. As that's what it means, they were ayofim from Tyre, because they weren't sleeping all the time. They were learning. And that's the beer of what it says in the Gemara later on, the bischa that they were makabal ol Tyre. So what was the Kabbalah ol Tyre? Kabbalah sol Torah means when something's hard for you to do, and afilu achi you do it. Dogma, everyone wants to go to sleep and get a good night's sleep and sleep a long time. And they were so into learning that they gave up on their sleep. Now, kimovan, every person needs to know what he needs to sleep. You have to sleep what you have to sleep. But it means they gave up on the extra sleep that they didn't need. That was a tainug, it's enjoyable, but they gave up on it for Torah. That was Kabbalah sol Torah. As the Gemara says, they were deloikas erza shvatim, shekilu me'aleihem ol Torah. Grada meduyik that the erza shvatim did learn. We'll see the Gemara later on the malachim that were shayim in the erza shvatim, Yeravam and Achav, that they knew how to learn guns good. As it wasn't that they didn't learn, but the lashon of the Gemara is kilu me'alem ol Torah. They learned when it was light, geshmak. They didn't much themselves. Sayon the limud haTorah and sayon the kiyum haTorah. As limud kezeh im boi koyach lahatzel. Only the limud of ayofim haTorah. As the mashal is mazbe, the pasuk that says that it was hisam me'alem ulay shel sancheriv. It's like the mission of his Perek Gimel, the Misha Makabal of Ol Torah, which the Gemara says they Makabal the Ol Torah, Mavir Mimenu Ol Malchus. What's Ol Malchus? Every union of Malchus to work for the Melech shouldn't damage you. The Maral explains the other connection to Gemara. The Gemara says that because they Makabal Ol Torah, they were Yofim B'Torah. They were roi lasis lahem nes. What's the reason why they roi lasis lahem nes? Azog de maral, when a person learns Torah in an oifen, that he goes connected his teva. That's the word. They were yofim b'Torah. Their teva was to rest more, and they push themselves. See, other hadgoshes of the iskabras ala teva shalahem in the hemshech. But they were learning not stam in a limud. They were limud in an oifen where they were miskaber on the teva shalahem, as bischar that they were mishana their teva kedei lumay Torah, and Hashem was asalem nes, which is a shinuyat teva, as mida kenegin mida, that they were mishana their teva for the Torah, because Hashem was mitana the teva for them. We masbel pisa. Another Gemara in Brachas Daf Chof. The Gemara asks, how come the Rishonim was Zachu Sheyaslam Nisim? Mashal, when there was no Geshem, as soon as they would even take off their shoes to daven, it would rain, which was a Nes Gomor, because there were no Ananim even in the sky, and all of a sudden it started to rain. As the Gemara says, Mishum Shemasu Nafshayu Al Kedusha Shmai. The Indian of Mesiris Nefesh is going connected to Teva, doing something which you really don't want to do, and a filu hachi, you give up for the Torah. So when a person is Moise Nefesh for the Torah, and Dusha Shmai, as he's Zaycha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be knowing with him, L'mala Mea Teva, like the Maral says. As the Gemara says, that they will loimatsu tinoik vitinoikis ish v'isha shaloye v'kin bilchus tumah v'taira. This Gemara is a makar to the Pirshei Mishnayos in his Hakdama l'Tairis that says the Seder, which is the hardest Seder to learn more than every other Seder, is Tairis. That's the Rus of the Gemara, that even Tairis they were begin in. As how did he do it? He took a sword and he said, whoever leaves the base medrash will be Nidkar. And I try to convince them in the mirror, they have the shomer on the outside with their guns, instead of being shomer from people walking in, which granted, I don't even know if they do that. Instead, they should probably be shomer from the people walking out, like Chizkiyo did. Whoever walks out of the base medrash, they'll shoot. Stomach, we'd have much more hasmada. Kill them. Whoever stands, goes out of the base medrash will be Yidkar Kharev. Meaning, how could he make such a takana that whoever's mefatal Torah is chayiv misa? Yeah. He was mechazik everyone, and even in the Seder HaKosha Lumayt, afilu achi, they all knew. Venera, that this Gemara is Nacharaya on Amelas Batayra. Because how could it be that they were bucking Tyrus? Thus Guv is a simon, they were Amel Batayra. Without constant Chazaris, the Inyanim are so hard. Rishon, Shemi, Shlishi, Oyel, Oyelis, Kalim, the different Dinim of Kalim, 30 Prakim, Hechsher, when is it Machsher, Vechule, all the different Tnayim, all the different Klalim. It's very hard to remember all the different Klalim of Tuma. Is the only way to learn it is if you mamish Amal Batayr, you work very hard, you chazer on a lot. V'oy, it's very hard to understand. Kama v'kama musagim, you have to work to get the Havana. As the Gemara is bringing the Yediya Gdayla, is a raya to their amelas batayra. Shetedelacha, yidias atayra is a simon gdela on amelas batayra. One of the reasons why we see the shreide gedayras and much more yidias atayra than we do is pashad the yigias atayra was different. The amount of times they chazed what they learned, at the fact that they were bigger bali kishreinus, the kishreinus are still there, but They were mityage on the Torah. They said it over the Gemara again, again, and again. Yeah. And many of them, like Rabbi Zalman said in Volozhin, that he only finished us 8 times, and the people that finished many more times, he was from the ones that finished from the least times, because he was a maimik. Yeah. And mamish were mityage and Gemaras and sugyas. Yeah. It wasn't just daf yomi, a daf a day, running through an hour. They mamish learned. Not to be made in the people who do it, but Mamish learned Biyagia, Bamala, Kolatera. Yeah. See, open up a Chaim Halevi, a Chazainish. You see, in Kol Chalke HaTaira, a Mamakim upon Mamakim, and Avonis, and Yisaydis. Yeah. Mamish was Shailer ala Kol. Where does it come from? Biyagia Bataira, Biyagia Kol Chalke HaTaira. This is also a chelik of the Kabbalah's old Torah Shalayim. The Gemara then says that the Lashon the Pasuk is that it was Nasa Ovis L'Chizkiyo. As Masha explains, this Lashon of Nasa Ovis L'Chizkiyo, and also afterwards it says that it was Zeichet to Ishlal Godel, that Bishus that they were Isaac Bipanasa, they weren't Isaac Bipanasa, and they were Stapku Bemuot. I mean, what was the kunz? How was everyone Isaac and learning? The word was that they were living in Taira Kolazman. They were Mistapik in a Kamstinyani Gashmias. They were Mistapik Bemuot. They didn't have to have fancy cars, fancy houses. The going around, it says the pshat that they left the krumim, the Gain and Yeshayah, and the Pasuk Gemara brings, they left the krumim, even though they had wine was very expensive, but they weren't Isaac in the krumim, they were Isaac in Limud HaTorah. They just did whatever they need for Parnasa. The rest of the time, they were learning. As you would think, as that person, he wouldn't have money, he'd be left with nothing. He just has his mistapik b'muit. And the Mashah says that was the sra that they had, that when Sancheriv, when his army was killed, the shlal that was left over them was tremendous. They got so much shlal. As that was to repay them, that which they weren't Isaac Panasa, Hashem gave them that they have what they need, and much, much more. And that's like the mission in Avis, as Mishim HaKabal of Ol Taira, as Nekla Mimenu Ol Panasa, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mazman like his Panasa. We already saw in the Amid Aleph that Kadosh Baruch was Bikesh Lasher Yisrizkiyo Mashiach V'Sancherev Goigo Magog. This is a remez of Lasid Lavoi. What happened here was a remez of Lasid Lavoi. Lasid Lavoi, it's mamish the same Mechina, like the Mara Darshans in Megillah, that Mordechai took over the house of Haman, Takas Asapur, Yala Hadas, Chulei, Esther when moved into the place of Vashti. It's a gilui of the Olam Ha'emes. It lost a lover when the gula will happen. There's all the mysterious nefesh that we did to be makabel Olam Shal Taira. Hashem will pay us back and give us much, much more. Zimkinim Advarim, we see three dargas of Amelas Bataira that were miyuchud in his dar. The first one, they were Yofim Bataira. They learned and learned, and they were much out from Torah. Because he's much out from learning hard. He doesn't have koiches. Why we should see that the mir koiches, the pasha, much out from learning. Kabul oilan shal Torah. Yofim bat Torah. It's one darga. The second darga of the amelas bat Torah we see in the Gemara was that the ideas in Torah, they mamish learned Torah and they mamish knew it. It wasn't just like those, okay, I'm getting a mifchan. If I get a mifchan, so I'll get extra money, so I'll cram for a mifchan. And then afterwards, I'll cram to study for a mifchan, and if I do well on the mifchan, I'll get money, and then I'll forget it. Well, they mamish knew what they learned. They learned and learned and got it klar and understood it and remembered the pratim. It's very chashuv to them. They much themselves to really remember the Torah that they learned. In the third darga of Amelis Batayra is that they gave up on their panasa. They were mistapik b'mu'at, like we had by Chizkiyo himself, even the Melech. It was mistapik b'litra shel yerek. He didn't have sudas malachim. What a big suda, waste time. Just have a simple meal and I'll get back to learning. Chizkiyo had all the good restaurants that he could go out. He can go out to the famous restaurants, the top restaurants. He can mamish. He was a melech. He had loads of money. But what did he do? He ate simple. They should be able to get back to learning right away. He was an Isaac in Parnasa. He was Isaac in Limut. That was the ikar by them. Mela Hashem was mazmin them. Kvaldika Yeshua and Atzalah, and gave them back everything that they needed and even more. Astase Kvaldika Chizik LeDayrus Ha'elu, Be'ez Hashem, we're waiting to be Zeicha to Mashiach Be'emes, and Atzalah from Goygum Magog Be'emes. It's just like in this man of Chizkiyo, the Tikkun was Al Yedei the Kvaldika Dargan, Amilas Batayra, and Yegias Batayra. It was Zeicha to Atzal and the Gula. As Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zeicha B'Karev, HaYedei Aram Melez B'Tayra, Yegiyah B'Tayra, we should be Machazik, and our Yediyas B'Tayra, and Mesiris B'Tayra. Be'ez Hashem, it should be Zeicha, that Mashiach should be Miskalem Be'emes. We should all say Shira together on the Gvaldika Teiva. It will be Zeicha to V'Nitzel Mikol HaTzaris, V'Yizke L'Kol HaYeshuas, L'Kol HaBrachas.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.